There's a work phone that has the CoPerformer app on it. You log into it in the morning, and then the app supposedly should dynamically assess the area, see where all the ambulances are and where all the jobs are, and then assign you work. If that actually works, which often it doesn't, but when it does, a job comes through to you, you accept the job, and then you go off and find the patient. But there are many things that go wrong because there's been a massive amount of problems with the data. For instance, yesterday we went to pick up someone and their appointment had been cancelled 5 weeks ago.
And no one had updated the system?
That's right, nobody had updated the system. So we went into the hospital and they said, we cancelled 5 weeks ago. So the next step is you contact CoPerformer to say the appointment was cancelled. And herein lies the huge problem. There's nothing through the app to allow you to message or abort. Now, before we had an abort function, so for whatever reason, the patient's too ill to travel, the patient's cancelled, the patient just doesn't want to go, so we could press abort and pick a reason, and away we go to our next job. Because there's no functionality within the app, we then have to call CoPerformer. It's the only way we can do it. And because their call centres are decimated, it appears, we can't get through. So, for instance, yesterday, over 2 hours on the phone, on hold, and we still didn't get through.
Now, you can't take 2 hours out of your working day to be on hold to CoPerformer, presumably. So what do you do?
Well, if you're near a hospital, you can turn up and they will have certain people that need to go home. So they say, can you take them? So we'll do that.
You say this app doesn't have an abort function.
Yes.
So you turn up to a patient, let's say you're not near a hospital and you can't just pop in and pick someone else up. You turn up to a patient who, for whatever reason, doesn't want to travel. You can't abort the journey on the app, you say. So what do you do?
Well, this is the choice. You either ring up and spend an amazing time on hold, as I just mentioned. CoPerformer have on several occasions advised us to just complete the job to get to another one.
And by complete the job, that means press the button that says the job's completed.
Yes, and the sequence of events there is arrived pickup, patient on board, patient dropped off, finished job.
That's fascinating. So a driver would click all those stages in rapid succession.
That's right.
And apparently a patient's gone from Eastbourne to Brighton in 10 seconds.
Yes, unless time travel's been invented. So CoPerformer only was advising to do that, you know. And I've heard this from CoPerformer as such and from other members of staff. But staff are also doing it out of goodwill as well, because they don't want to be stuck there for 2 hours.
What needs to happen now, do you think?
Well, this is a real problem because it's a total disaster and there's been a petition for it to go back to CCAM. That's not the sort of thing that can happen overnight. This is a major, major contract and, you know, all the CCAM vehicles have now gone. All the staff have been transferred. Would CCAM want to do it? I'm not sure. There's something to look into, but it wouldn't be an overnight transition.